Hey, did you guys know that Seth Rogen is taking on a position with Meta? Seth Rogen's taking on a position with Meta. That's crazy.
I love him. He's so funny in the studio, Apple TV.
Oh, no, it's just another guy named Seth Rogen.
Can we share that story?
We have to.
I don't care.
Let's open up with the podcast with
about that.
All right. So every week, Wednesday. Every Wednesday,
yeah,
we
every
have
week
a meeting.
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday, we have a meeting with our boss, Marcy, and we just kind of go over things. And I forget how it came up, but Melissa was like, did you guys hear Will Ferrell got a job working for TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, huh? Really?
And
she's
I
just came across this last night.
And I had my computer out because usually I take notes during these meetings in case, you know, we need follow-ups on anything. So I thought this was a perfect chance to Google it.
Yeah, or fact check, if you will.
Some would say. And
that's exactly what he was saying.
Melissa, well, I was curious because I'm like, that's an interesting position because you said he was the, like, in charge of, like,
it was something about security.
Security with
kids. With kids, yeah. Like, I thought that's so sweet and so Will Ferrell. Like,
yes.
He cares about the kids.
So
you know?
Will Ferrell.
Right. So Will Ferrell, just known for his most viral sketches, his first viral sketch.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Mabel. A joke. That was a joke.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Yeah.
So I just Googled Will Ferrell TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And first few things that pop up are just random TikToks with Will Ferrell moments. So I go to news and I just still just see like Will Ferrell drops funny Buddy the Elf video on TikTok. And I thought, oh, okay, that's...
You would think it would make more headlines.
Yeah, but maybe it's buried, whatever. So then I searched Will Ferrell working at TikTok and again, still nothing popping up. So I ask Melissa, I go, Melissa, like, where did you hear this?
Yeah. And at this time, I'm Googling Will Ferrell TikTok employment.
And Melissa goes, Google it. Not realizing I have been for the last 2 minutes. And I say, well, I have. And I can't seem to find anything. Are you sure it's the same person?
And that's when I realized that the AI overview on Google for Will Ferrell TikTok employee Google search says... A different individual named Will Ferrell, spelled with an A, not like the actor,
so it's
was
Ferrell.
Named chief security officer at the TikTok USDS joint venture in January 2026. This is not the comedian and actor Will Ferrell.
I was so disappointed.
So Mel
so funny.
Said this with the most confidence.
That's because I believed it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you do a lot of things. Like your confidence.
Gullible. I'm very gullible.
Your confidence is incredible. I'm jealous of it. Because I could look you in the eye and say, my name is Kyle Molnimo, and Melissa could be like, nah, it's not.
And then you start to doubt
the rest of the
whether
day,
your name is Kyle
Molnimo.
I'm
just going to be like, I got to call my mom to like double check.
I've never seen my birth certificate.
Yeah, I got to see, do I have a birth certificate? Like, have I been lying to myself?
Right.
And it won't be until I'm closing my eyes, going to sleep, that I go, hey, wait a minute. I think Melissa's wrong about
this.
Yeah,
wait a minute. How does she know my name better than me?
Oh, my gosh.
How'd you get so confident?
I don't think I am. I just say things that I'm like, oh, I looked them up. I'm like, and I believed it.
Well, no, I think you got some of your confidence from James Franco, right? Sorry, it's a different James Franco.
Would you get it's out of here?
That James Franco works for Meta.
Yeah, it's Franco, COW.
Not her James Franco.
Yeah.
I don't know. At the time, I was cooking dinner and helping with homework, and I read it, and I was like, that's awesome. And then I put my phone down and I kept cooking and I just didn't really think twice about it again.
That's
until
awesome.
We were sitting in the office.
Where did you read it?
I think I was just Googling. Like I was like, I put some pasta on the stove and started boiling.
You're like, what's Will Ferrell up to?
No, I Googled, who's running TikTok these days?
That you started with that Google search?
Yeah.
What's up?
And there actually is a Will Ferrell.
You're in the middle of cooking dinner and helping Porter with homework, and you're like, oh, shit, I got to know this now.
A single mom who works too hard, who Googles Will Ferrell and never stops.
I'm a survivor.
Michael Porter and I were talking about TikTok, and I was like,
who runs TikTok?
Yeah. Because he was actually
nowadays.
Yeah, right.
Because he was the one that he used to argue with me early on because the U.S. had no part of TikTok and it was all run by somebody from Japan, ByteDance. And so Porter and I was like, well, I don't know. You're too young. Well, he wasn't really.
He was
too
like,
young,
no, mom, I swear, Adam Sandler runs TikTok.
He totally does that to me all the time. And actually, most of the time he's right, but I do catch him being wrong too sometimes. But then I thought, was ByteDance. Who does run TikTok now? So I just did a quick Google and I just saw Will Ferrell's name. I was like, wow, that's cool. And then I went back to cooking.
Well, my favorite too was when our boss was looking it up also, she went to the Will Ferrell who works for TikTok's LinkedIn page and pointed out like, oh, it's a different person. And Mel's exact response was, look at it. There's a photo of him right next to it.
And yeah, the photo
and
explained
the photo
that it
was like
not
the
him.
Generic avatar that they have for LinkedIn if you don't have a photo. So it begs the question, Melissa, do you know what Will Ferrell looks
Ooh,
like?
Good question.
Because if you're like watching things and a gray blob blops up and you're like,
yeah,
Ferrell's in this. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we might need to talk to your optometrist.
Really? Well, you guys do know I can't see anything without my glasses.
Oh my gosh. You must have watched Kicking and Screaming and all of the Anchorman, all of the great Will Ferrell hits without your glasses on.
Probably.
I just think it's funny the... You're like Will Ferrell works at TikTok.
But I'm not wrong.
No, you're not wrong.
You're not
but
wrong.
Like your first thought was like, that's the actor, and not like, oh, I wonder. There possibly could be another person on Earth that has the same name.
100%. 100%. And I do that all the time.
Never.
I do it all the time.
You're like, this is stranger than fiction.
If you never told us, you just would have went about your life. Probably brought it up to friends.
Yes.
And your friends probably would have been like, same thing. Because they would never think.
They wouldn't fact check you.
They wouldn't double check.
We're keeping you accountable. We're keeping you accountable.
They would just be sitting there being like, classic Will Ferrell. Always up to shenanigans.
Like, but
he's
like
dressed
even more
funny.
Now.
Probably has a mustache.
Wouldn't he be so fun to work with, though?
Will Ferrell?
Oh, my God.
He ran Funny
like
or Die.
Job like that? Huh?
He ran Funny or Die for a while.
Adam McKay had fallen out.
Yeah,
who?
And they sold
it. The other guy he wrote and directed with,
oh,
Adam McKay.
Adam McKay.
He also works at TikTok.
Yeah. He's the CFO of TikTok.
You know what my problem is?
What?
And I got a lot of them.
Yeah. Where do we start?
Finally, we're getting into this.
Yeah.
How much time you got?
It's that I try to do things like multitask while... When I do that, it is never works out well for me, ever. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, cooking, and I'm talking. Oh, let me look that up. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, I throw the phone down. I go back to doing something else. That never works out well. So I give applause to anybody who's good at multitasking.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So if you are good at it, you can always email me and teach me how to do that because I don't know
I don't know if it's a learned trait. I don't think it might.
Maybe it's not.
I don't think so.
I do much better when I'm not trying to multitask. But I am also the kind of person,
doo-doo.
And Austin,
you've
you know this,
you've been saying
do
a lot. You've said it twice already. I'm sorry.
But I take things very literally.
Yes. 1,000%.
Porter is the exact same way.
Uh-huh.
And.
That's why I like pranking you so much.
I know. Because I take things very, it's like, I don't know what it is,
right.
But that's the way my brain
It's
works.
Not that I like pranking you more,
yes,
it's just
you
you're
do.
An easier target.
I am a very easy target.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that it's like I always need clarification on everything now. So that's why I'm always like, what are we doing? Are you sure? Let me write it down. Blah, 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 blah. Because of all my past, like, being gullible, uh-huh. I can easily believe anything. So I double and triple check everything
except for Will Ferrell at TikTok.
Exactly. But if you guys are ever wondering why I'm like, okay, what are we doing?
It's
because
like I double and triple check everything.
Because I know what can happen.
Yeah. Oh, it would be. I just think if the reason I immediately spurned out is because I feel like I have a general grasp. Like we play Trends with Benefits every day on the show,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I played Drums with Benefits, I'd have a decent idea. I don't think I would go 100%.
No.
But I think I would have a decent record with guessing which are the real stories, which are the fake stories.
Mm-hmm. We should play that with you one day.
You want to?
Yeah.
Maybe we should. Because I think, I do keep tabs on news. Obviously, we have to for this job. You know, I have to for my Saturday show. Like, it's like you have to just, like, be in the know.
Mm-hmm.
And if you miss a day, I feel like you could miss out on so many headlines and topics.
Totally. But in real life, even as much as we try to stay on top of stuff, sometimes things can slip past us.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happens to all of us.
Right. Without question.
Mm-hmm.
And
We're going to play that with you one day. We're going to bring this back up. Yeah. Next week.
Okay.
Next week.
Just make sure he's not on Google Doc where we have the trends.
Yeah. I do have access to that.
That's
one.
That's so true. Yeah. Well, we'll make up our own separately. So we can't look.
And we should do that. We should do one day for each of us.
Okay.
Put each of us to the test. See who knows the trends the best amongst the three of us.
Oh, now he's trying to drag us into it.
Oh, here we go. That's someone brags Austin. About being good, and then all of a sudden it's everybody's going to do it.
Let me talk about this every week. Somehow this turns on me.
Yeah, that's because this was supposed to be on you, not on the three of us.
When I try and turn it on Mel, then Kyle's going to help me jump on you with it. And then we're going to try and jump on Kyle, and he's going to change the subject magically.
Interesting how he's changed the subject.
What's going on
now? Hey, guys, look at me. I've been really good.
When we do Trends with Benefits with Mel, we should do three fake stories and really blow our mind.
Classic him trying to turn this around. Can you believe? I'm not even jumping on the make fun of Mel train. That's left the station. We've done it. Will Ferrell's conducting it.
Hey, speaking of LinkedIn, is anyone hiring? is anyone I can submit a resume, a CV, whatever you need.
How many Will Ferrells do you think there are?
Let's see if we can find that out on the internet.
Enough.
I mean, it would be kind of fun to have that name. Could you imagine? Like if you were going to make a reservation at a restaurant and you wanted a table for four and it was booked and you're like, I'd like a table for four. My name's Will Ferrell.
I've heard stories of people, there's a guy named Michael Jordan and he would always really easily get reservations.
That's exactly
and
what I'm talking about.
And people get disappointed when he shows up.
That was
up.
An ESPN ad.
Was it?
That was an ESPN ad.
Wasn't it a true story, though?
I have no idea.
I think they actually...
Wow, somebody got a little gullible. Maybe it wasn't a true story, Austin.
Okay. Hang on. Now I'm Googling
I also
that.
Saw this movie about the end of the world with Tom Cruise. I don't know if you guys know that. That was a documentary.
I got his butt.
Got him. Oh, my God. That's so good. So I searched.
I just Googled Michael Jordan restaurant reservations, and Michael Jordan Steakhouse comes up.
So I just searched, because I'm curious, how many of each of us there are in terms of names?
Of us?
If you search your name, how many Melissa McGurns? And I see there is, based on search results, there is one prominent Melissa McGurn.
Other than me?
No. Love that. And then I searched mine based on search results. There appears to be only one prominent individual named Kyle Milimo.
Other than you?
No, still just me.
Just you?
Just me, just you. Search Austin Huff.
Oh, there's going to be millions.
There are at least 60 plus. Hey, made it way to be one in 60.
Talk about not being
I wish we would have got one of the other 60.
Okay,
out here,
for
know?
Clarification, there was a commercial that did make fun of a guy being named Michael Jordan. He was getting picked up at the airport and stuff like that. But there was an actual story.
Let's find out how many Will Ferrells there are.
There was this story of these two individuals driving in a car and this giant eagle landed on the car.
Oh, I know that one.
And then
didn't it lay an egg?
It did lay an egg. Because these people were looking for car insurance.
Yeah, they wanted really low rates.
Really low rates. Yeah. And this eagle let them know that he has something. I believe the exact quote was, I have something for you.
You're making a reference to an
and
ad that
I'm
not old enough to.
Hey, why don't you look up your Chicago history?
I
don't know Eagle Man?
I don't know Eagle Man. You brought it up multiple times on this podcast, and I just sit here in silence every time you do.
This is what the girls say at the beginning of the commercial. Kyle, you ready? 1, 2, 3.
Wait, I don't know what they say at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or I know what they say. Look at those low rates. This is the commercial, Austin. I'll pull it up for you.
I've already seen it. We've watched it on this podcast before.
Shut up.
Sorry.
This is Ross, but it's not Ross from Friends. Those are two completely
different.
I love that you try and watch a commercial on YouTube and it gives you another commercial.
What's that?
What's that?
Do you have insurance on this car? No. It must be Eagle Man.
I've got something for you.
I'm not getting insurance from that guy.
Look at those low rates.
Was that a commercial from the 80s?
Gosh, it was even in the 90s.
I knew of it growing up.
It had to have been filmed in the 80s.
Allegedly, one of my professors at U of I said he helped on that commercial in some fashion.
I would not admit to that.
The thing is...
You son of a... They make, you know, Chi-Town Clothing? They have an Eagle Man t-shirt that I might just buy today in spite of you and wear it every single day of my life. How dare
Look
you speak
at these
ill?
Low
How
rates.
Dare you speak ill of Eel? Eagle Man?
Those Eagle Man commercials ran for years. The same exact ones. There was like maybe two or three that they would repeat. And those went for probably 15 to 20 years. It was crazy.
Iconic commercial. You could only wish to be Eagle Man.
Laying eggs.
I know. He's laying eggs with his jokes.
Yeah,
that
he is.
Much.
Boing.
Well, but yeah, that's the sound he makes whenever he thinks of a dumb idea, which is often.
Boing.
Boing. I've got something for you. How the woman reacted when the egg was came out. She got startled.
What's up, guys? What's up?
Look at those low rates.
It's funny how there are classic Chicago commercials that people remember, but now we don't have them anymore, you know? There's really anything that's running locally that sticks in your head?
Heavenly,
stick in your head like those did.
Heavenly Bodies.
Well, that's also an older one.
Yeah, the stores aren't even around anymore.
First of all, RIP in peace to Heavenly Bodies, which I'm surprised didn't get landmark status.
Right. Should have.
Right by O'Hare. Look, if you got there for early for a flight, you can get a show.
Heavenly Bodies should have said, we're right by, hair.
Heavenly Bodies did. It went to the Heavenly Bodies in the sky.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, but the heavenly in bodies, for sure. I looked up.
I can't believe the Sybaris is still around.
Should we all go? We're not going to do anything.
Ew.
What did you
Would
just
you,
say?
The Sybaris.
What is the Sybaris?
You don't know what the Sybaris is?
I don't know what the Sybaris is.
That's still around. How do you not know?
I don't know what it is.
It's
a lot of places.
It's like a hotel for couples to specifically go bowling.
They have hot tubs.
And it's called the Sybaris?
My parents went there once because we would get the ads. And when I found out what the Sybaris was, I was not happy about it.
But the ads
would like show a water slide. And I just kept saying, we should go. Because I want to see the water slide.
Yeah.
It looks cool. No. Stop it.
Hey, you're saying it.
I'm saying water slide because there was a physical water slide.
Yeah, no, we know what you mean.
I hate this. Stop it. I can only take it. Spare me.
Oh, God.
Too soon.
Stay in your lane.
Oh, my God.
The Sybaris has been popping up on my TikTok, though. It's like couples destination, like Wheaton. I'm like, I don't think we need a couples destination.
It's in Wheaton?
They have multiple
No, it's in...
Don't they have more than one?
It's near Tinley.
They have multiple.
Frankfurt. It's in Frankfurt, I think.
Been in Frank. Is there more than one or just that one?
I'm not Googling Sybaris, Mel. You do it on your own filthy porn laptop.
No.
I did look up the Eagle Man commercial.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. Wait, what was your professor's name?
I don't know why.
Because it says it was written by John Lovett. It's crazy. Guy from SNL wrote that commercial.
Only one. Only one prominent one.
Yeah.
Boing.
Boing. Yeah, don't. Damn it.